Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, baby.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room. His hobbies include golf and fishing. Sadly, his team isn't going to the Super Bowl like he was wishing. It's Eddie, everybody. La, 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 la.
Every time the Cowboys have to make it in there. Hey, guys, so I told you I went to the Memphis Zoo last weekend.
Yeah.
Man, I was a hit with the people there.
What do you mean you were a hit?
So, like, you know, a bunch of people there at the zoo watching the animals. And for me, that was my opportunity to make funny jokes while we're looking at the animals. And so here's one. I recorded
it. When are you going to do your payoff? I'm glad you did this.
This is kind of the warm-up for that.
Okay, it's the warm-up, but it's not a substitution.
Yeah, yeah. Like, listen to this one.
Okay,
we're watching
ahead.
The lions, and a lion starts to roar, and I hit him with a good one.
Guys. The movie's about to start.
I knew you were going to say that.
Only one kid left.
That's funny, though.
I thought it was a great
That's
one.
That's what I would have said, too. That's
okay,
a good
okay,
one.
Okay, and then,
You guys get it?
Yeah, I get it, but
like
he said he was
line.
A hit.
No, hey, one kid left.
One kid
That's
left.
One kid who one feels kid. More joy than he did before Eddie said that.
Actually, after I said it, one of the parents just grabbed their kid and walked away.
All right, you got another one?
Yeah. We were watching the owls in an exhibit. Check this one out.
Do you see it?
Who?
Do you see it?
Who?
That was a good
it's
one, dude.
Dad Central.
Come on.
Wait. Was that like a leader leading a tour, or was another dad talking
no,
to
that's
them?
My son.
What?
That's my 16-year-old. Yeah, isn't his voice crazy?
Hold on, go back. There ain't no way.
I saw him like 3 weeks ago.
I know, dude. That's his
Do
voice.
Do that again.
Do you see it?
Oh, it is.
Who?
It.
Do you see it?
Who?
Because he said, Dad, look at the owl. And I'm like, oh, where? He's like, do you see it? Who?
Yeah, you crushed it.
That was a good
That's
one,
a good
dude.
Set. That's
thank
a good
you,
set.
Man. Thank you.
Any more? Is that it?
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Check this one out.
The Herpetarium. I don't want to go there. Stay away from that place.
Okay. It's like where the snakes are. I didn't know it was called a Herpetarium. But it looks like herpes.
We could have ended on the owl.
When are you going to do your payment? We have to go into a
probably today.
Okay.
Probably today. I'll go into a coffee shop. Is that what you
then
want?
We'll have it for tomorrow's show, maybe?
I got my jokes ready.
Okay.
They're better than those. Trust me.
I don't know how they can be. All right, moving on. During blind karaoke, he has trouble singing on key, but his passion and energy just can't be beat. It's Lunchbox.
Bobby, I need a favor.
Uh-oh.
I need a minute to recruit some chicks for my co-ed soccer team because we are in full-on desperation mode. So I need to put Amy, you interested?
Amy will play. They get Morgan.
It's better. You guys can just stand there and get in the way at some point. Like, I mean, I'm putting an APB out there because...
So what do you need? You just need girls to play?
Yeah, girls that can play on Wednesday nights. That's when our co-ed team plays. And here's the problem. We have like four girls on the team, and two make it regularly, so they have to play the whole game. And one always says, I'm in. And then the day of the game, like an hour before, is like, oh, actually, I can't make it. And it's like every single week.
Hate that.
And so you play down a person, or you have to just, like, when people are leaving, you're like, hey, can you play on our team? Like,
can't you just have one of your guys identify as a girl? What are they going to do, kick her out? Nope.
Oh, that's so smart.
I didn't think about that.
Then you sue them.
Right.
And then, you know, you got girls on the team that are trying to get pregnant. So it's like, you know, they could be out.
The game?
They're what? Trying to get pregnant?
Yeah. Like,
man,
like,
this is a wild, wild league.
And so, I mean, if any girls out there that know how to play soccer, like not someone that just wants to hang out with a celebrity, like actually.
Are there celebrities there?
Yeah, me.
Oh, got
like,
it.
It's your chance to play with me as a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
And like, if you can actually play soccer, it would be great. Just hit me on the DMs.
That just feels dirty. Every part of that feels dirty, but okay.
Yeah, hit me on the Insta DMs.
Yeah, no one says that, though.
What do you say?
You're good. She gave us an update on her acting career. She says she wants to take improv and do more auditions this year. It's Amy!
So I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I saw this video pop up of Adam Grant sharing 19 words that will help your employees become more receptive to feedback.
Should I know who Adam Grant is?
Oh, gosh, I feel like...
He's not famous, though,
follow
right?
him. Yeah, yeah. I feel like
what's
he...
What's his name?
He
is?
Okay, so we don't know him. Got it.
Let me...
I didn't know if it's like a famous actor who you see all the time, but you don't quite know his name.
Oh, Adam Grant?
Yeah.
He's an American author and professor.
So we don't
right.
know.
2.3 million followers on
okay.
Instagram.
Well, they're like... only fan models that have that.
Famous professor? Wow.
I'm looking at him. Anyway, I don't know who this is. I'm sure he's awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
My favorite experiment shows that you can say 19 words and people become dramatically more receptive to what you're about to deliver. I'm giving you these comments because I have very high expectations and I'm confident you can reach them.
Boom.
That's what we have to say. I'm giving you this.
These comments because I have very high expectations and I'm confident you can reach them. And that way the person doesn't feel like attacked or like they're doing a bad job, but it's a way you can give feedback to them. Well, then I guess
you don't say that.
Well, maybe
I'm telling you to do a bad job,
like...
and I'm confident that if you don't get better, you'll get fired.
There you go. That makes more sense.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting that, I mean, they did a lot of research around those specific 19 words in that sentence, and that it was pretty powerful in getting employees to respond differently.
What is it again?
I'm giving you these comments because I have very high expectations and I'm confident you can reach them.
What if I'm like, I'm mildly confident that you can reach them?
Well, yeah. How do you give us feedback?
That was good.
Sometimes he doesn't.
No, feedback. Like you need to do this. Clearly this is for when you're giving a comment.
You need to do this better. I need more from you here.
Hmm. Are you confident we could do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Not at all.
Nope. Do you have very high expectations of us?
Not really.
Okay. Well, all right.
Some more than others. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his hobbies include video games, sports, and working out, and he does them daily without a doubt. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So something I did not expect to get so much traction on social media was this song, and everybody sings it differently, and there may be even one right version, but... I knew it as a kid, and I saw like an old group from the 80s singing it on TikTok, and it goes, "Hi, my name is Joe. I got a wife and two kids, and I work at a button factory. One day, my boss said, 'Joe, are you busy?' I said, 'No.' He said, 'Turn this button with your right hand.'" And then as a kid, you do your right hand, so then you're turning it. Yeah. And then you do the next one, and you do it the same song again. "Turn this button with your left hand." Sing the whole thing again. Turn it with your left foot, with your right. And it's like a kid warm-up song. And when I saw it, I was like, wow, that takes me back to like, we used to sing this crap. I sang it on Instagram, and I've never seen so many people passionate about me messing up the words to a song that I didn't even know was a real song. But like, "You're stupid. You messed up the word. It's three kids." I'm like, guys, I was just saying something from my childhood. But does anybody here know that song?
No.
None.
No. Morgan, do you? I know that song.
You heard it?
Yeah, but how you said it, like, sounds correct to me. Like, that would be the way that I would say it.
Okay, so I'm looking at a sign called Sing Up. It says, "Hi, my name is Joe, and I work in a button factory. One day, my boss came up to me and said, 'Joe.' I said, 'Yo.'" See, it's different there.
I'm sure, yeah, maybe regionally.
He says, "You busy?" I said, "No." He said, "Push this button with your right hand." And I bet you there are listeners out there right now that like, I haven't heard that song in forever. Okay. Scooby, did you know that one?
No, not at all, no.
I saw your video, and I thought, he's straight up making this entire thing up.
No, then I had my wife learn it and sing it back to me, and then she got annoyed where it's like, "Hi, my name is Joe. I got a wife and two kids and I work at a button factory. She goes, hi, my name is Joe. I went to college, got a better job. I quit.
Yeah,
that's how she ended the video because she was tired of it. But okay, you guys don't know Joe then.
No, no man, no Joe.
Hi. My name is Joe.
And what was the problem? I have three kids?
No. It's just saying many, many different ways.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's one right way, but every listener was telling me their version of
it. They're passionate about their version.
Yeah, but it's a song that a lot of people sang.
Where?
Not in Texas.
Wasn't it a nursery rhyme? Like, I feel like it was a nursery rhyme that some people in the Midwest did. Because that's why I know it.
But it was for kids to, like, learn, like,
every time you do that, I just think of Tune In Tokyo.
What is Tune In Tokyo?
We do hands. No, I think she thinks it's like booby.
Yeah, Tune In Tokyo. I know that one.
Hi. That's not what he's doing, Amy.
Yeah, I was looking. Okay, well, if you guys don't know it, then I won't talk about it anymore. But I bet there are a lot of listeners.
You can still talk about it.
No, I'm good. I got a wife and two kids and I work at a button factory. One day, my boss said, Joe, are you busy? I said, no. He said, turn this button with your right hand. And I remember thinking, why is the boss got to be a dude? That's sexist, even as a kid.
Oh, wow. You were ahead of your time, man. Wow.
Yeah. I was feminist before it was even cool.
Wow, look at you.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm getting married late this spring. I'm having my bachelor party in March. My fiance asked that I invite her dad to it.
Huh?
She said it would mean a lot to her and to him. Her dad's awesome, but I worry it's going to kill the vibe of the typical bachelor party events. I agreed since it meant so much to her. So as of now, we're just planning on golfing and a nice dinner and a couple drinks. However, my best man and some other guys told me I should have two bachelor parties and that the following week we should have the crazy drunken one. This way I can spend one with my soon-to-be father-in-law and still have the bachelor party that I want. Something tells me my wife wouldn't be happy about this. How can I present it so it just doesn't seem like I'm itching to have a typical crazy bachelor party? What's the good idea? What's the bad idea? Signed, Bryce the Bachelor. If you want to have a bachelor party where you just go hard, you should have a bachelor party where you go hard and don't invite the dad. But don't call it a bachelor party. It's like we're going out. It doesn't have to be that. But if she wants you to invite her dad, you have to... Maybe it's early part of the night and tell your boys, shut up. We're not doing anything else. Then you all drive home and then you... All right, guys.
You don't even have to drive home. But I
know.
I think
you know what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
My mom and my mother-in-law came to my bachelorette party and the night was like in two halves. They were at the early part.
But they did some of the wiener stuff
still
at your party.
Still weird because my friend Jill had pinned...
Yeah, pin the wiener.
Pin the pee-pee on the thing. Mm. And that was awkward. And then offered my mother-in-law ice cubes shaped like that, too. Mm-hmm. So, but it was still fun. And then they left and we all went out. So
that can happen.
It was, you know, same night, but you just divide it up.
I think that's absolutely fair. Depending on if her dad is the one that was like, I really want to come.
Right.
But guys, what if they're going somewhere? What if it's a trip to like...
Oh, it didn't sound like that because he would have said that. I'm like making that up because he didn't say that. Because there was no
sounds like it's just a night.
Yeah,
he's got to find out if her dad really wants to go to this.
If it's her idea that her dad come, there will be no problem with you even saying, hey, you should come to the first half of the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Right.
If he's like, I really would like to come, then you got to hide and tell him it's over and then go do your own thing.
Does he also like to kind of party? Is he trying to be young?
Hey, maybe.
My father-in-law came to my bachelor party.
And?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
But Bobby's... doesn't do the things that most guys do.
Basketball and stuff, right?
Wait, he did?
Yeah. We played that. We had the Bud Walton Arena in Arkansas, the Razorbacks play. We had that, and he came to that. And then we played golf, and he came to that.
Oh, yeah. He did come to that.
Yeah, he came to whatever he wanted. I was like, you're welcome.
That was so awesome. Your friends don't even remember he was there.
No, he just blended
like,
in.
That's what I mean.
He was like, doing keg stands like everybody else.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big deal.
He rode the bull?
There were no keg stands. There were none. But I would be what some people consider lame.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not. I mean, some people.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, I went to bed at my bachelor party and they all went out.
Well, how about we use the word tame?
Yeah.
Lame.
No.
Lame. Whatever.
You mean lame, maybe.
Tame.
I'm thinking about how you would sneak off and leave your father-in-law, but my guy snuck off and left me.
They did.
Yeah.
And then, like, Eddie couldn't find his wallet.
Yeah, no, that morning, he's like, we're trying to fly back home. He's like, where's my wallet? And we have to, like, track down an Uber driver. And I was like, wait, you guys went out?
Yeah. You went to sleep, man.
Yeah, I went to sleep. Anyway, you can handle this. Find out if the dad wanted to go. And if it's the daughter's idea, the dad will totally be cool with, hey, you should come to the first half of the bachelor party.
Yeah.
If not, and he did want to come, that's the whole bachelor party. Wink, wink. And then you and your boys go out after that. There you go. Easy peasy.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
The top daily decisions we struggle with. Every day, basically, we have to make these decisions. This is from SWNS. What do you think makes the list?
What to wear.
What to wear definitely comes in at number 4 on the list. 37% of people say that is the number one thing they have to do every single day that's annoying to them. It is for me. It's one of those that I lay my clothes out at night now most of the time. Unless I have to do something in front of people or on camera, then I have my wife do it to make sure I don't mismatch the colors because I've struggled with colors.
What to eat?
Yeah, what's for dinner?
Number one.
Yep.
What to eat? A lot of people have trouble deciding on any given day.
Whether or not to
what to watch.
Out.
What to watch is at number 2.
That's good, Lunchbox.
So one is eat, two is watch.
That's me in a nutshell.
4 is what to wear. Your stuff's all the same every day.
What to wear? 1 and 2.
Oh, got it.
What to watch and what to eat. Those are my 2 struggles.
What did you say, Amy? Yours was?
Oh, like whether or not to work out or not.
I don't think that's top 10.
Oh, to go to work or not.
That's good. Calling sick or not?
Yeah, calling sick. Take a day.
Not really sure that's a constant decision.
Whether or not you should.
Every day you have to talk yourself out of calling in.
Oh, man.
Get gas.
Social related decisions. Like, do you want to grab a drink with a friend? Is it number 10?
Oh.
Or do you want to do something social?
Yeah.
Number 9, personal hygiene. There are times where I'm like, I don't need a shower. I didn't do anything. And I'm not going to see anybody.
You should shower.
Yeah.
But if I'm not going to see anybody, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, what's the point?
And if I'm not stinky, my wife's not there, who cares?
Yeah, but it's
not
about just feel good.
Yeah.
It does. I like to be clean around people. I'm good sometimes, but I do that.
Okay.
Decision. How to organize your day, number 8. My day's already organized. That's a system. So I got that down. Number 7, whether spending money on something is worth it. Like there's one thing you want, but you're like, I don't know if I should get this or not. Number 6, your morning routine and what order to do stuff in.
Oh, that's easy.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you walk straight to the toilet. Pee.
Yep.
Then brush your teeth, then go eat breakfast.
No, I turn the water on before I go to the toilet.
What?
The hot water.
Oh.
By the time I'm done with the toilet, it's hot.
For the shower?
Yeah.
Why don't you just pee in the shower,
I don't take
a
shower in the morning.
You don't take a shower in the morning?
Mm-mm.
Man, it sounds like you need to take more showers.
I take one every afternoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't even...
Unless you're alone.
If I work out, I'm taking a shower.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because even the dogs won't come around me.
You're always training, so like...
I know. Well, I take showers.
Okay.
What to buy at the store. 4 is what to wear. Number 3, decisions related to a hobby you have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like working out. Mm-hmm.
Like co-ed soccer.
I hate exercise. It's the worst. I hate working out. And we do it. I do it 3-4 times.
You have accountability.
A week.
Like you don't have to decide because you have people that are showing up, relying on you.
That helps.
Do you consider pickleball working out?
I easily could cancel on them though. Be like, yeah, I don't work out.
You wouldn't.
But I set it up to begin with.
But we would tell you, hey man, don't cancel. Let's do this.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you're right.
You'd be like, oh, awesome, yes.
thank God.
Yeah, if I can do it, but it's in winter.
You know,
right? I'm just saying, like, so do you hate that?
No, I like competing. Okay. I hate exercising for the sake of exercising.
Got it.
Running, lifting. Jumping, smiling.
Like the guy we work out with, he was like, you guys aren't having fun? We're like, no. This isn't fun.
2 is TV. Number 1 is what to eat. But our TV struggle is, okay, what show are we going to get into next? We always like to have one show going. But if you get like 2 episodes into a bad show, it's like you went too far down a dirt road. There's no, you don't really want to turn around because nowhere to turn around. There's no shoulder. So you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst when you do that.
Do you ever spend the whole time looking for a show and then don't end up finding anything?
Yeah, I think that's pretty common. What we do now is we just Google it every time. What's the best show to watch right now streaming?
Oh, that's good.
And they'll list them based on like Rotten Tomato or IMDb or what's new this month streaming, and then we'll find it. But my wife's really good at finding shows. I'm probably 65%. She can find shows we both really like. I find shows I like.
Mm.
I'm selfish. And then I don't shower.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Jennifer Laws, she let her dogs outside, but it was a little different because her Great Dane, Jackson, fell through the ice when he went outside.
That's a big dog.
Yeah. Jennifer's 16-year-old daughter, Lauren, was home, and she instantly ran down to the water, got in a canoe, then she was able to get over to the dog, grabbed him by his, the collar? Neck fat.
Oh, yeah. Like a mama dog does.
Yeah. And then pulled the top of his body and threw it as far as she could on top of the ice. And then she reached her arm into the water to pull his butt out and then threw his whole body onto the ice. But this is a Great Dane.
I bet she had adrenaline strength.
Yeah. That's like
how people can move a car if it's on somebody. I'm sure
they can do that. One person can do that.
Yeah. I mean, not if you're like 7 years old, but if you're already pretty strong, your adrenaline actually, and maybe the car is a bad example, but there have been instances of like a car falling on someone while they're working on it. And then somebody near them able to pick it up and move it off of them.
Wow.
Because of adrenaline. Yeah.
Well, Jackson wasn't fazed by this. He got out of the icy water and was like, ain't nothing happened.
Jackson wanted to be in there. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I've been working on that hole for like 2 weeks, man. Can I catch a fish?
But the thing is, as it's starting to warm up, if there has been ice, it's thawing a little bit and the dogs are just falling in. So just be careful.
All right. Thank you. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay. If you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Apparently, Lunchbox walked in. I was going to say walked in on Abby, but she wasn't using the bathroom.
I did walk in on her.
Doing what?
Recording a spot.
Like commercials?
Yeah. And I was like, what? What?
But why were you mad at that?
No. I didn't say mad. More shocked. Thank you, Amy. Because Amy's shocked too right now.
But your shock is coming from a negative place. But why are you shocked?
I just thought of all the people on this show. A client woke up in the morning and was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to the show. And Abby may be on once every 3 or 4 days. barely hear her voice, but that's who we're going to go with.
So you were jealous that you weren't recording it.
No, shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is
shocked
for.
Ones. Shocked.
Amy took the words out of my mouth.
No, because I felt your energy. I'm like, oh, you
had the same energy.
No. He needs backup. So actually, Amy.
Abby's here. Abby's
Amy's a little shocked too.
Abby's one of our producers and our phone screener. She's such an integral part of our show here. Abby, good morning.
Good morning.
So did you know Lunchbox walked in on you doing a spot?
Of course he did. And I went in before the show was even over.
Were you trying to hide?
I mean, kind of, yes.
Because of him?
Yeah, but that's where they record the Sore Losers.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to beat them in there. And I knew you guys probably had like 10 minutes left on the show. Guess what? Here comes the door open. And he saw me and I was like, gosh, dang it. He's like,
why are you embarrassed?
What you doing? I don't know. Because
and she goes, I said, what are you doing? She goes,
Who is this spot for?
So it is like this talent competition. It's called the Indie Country Showdown.
Well, that makes sense. You're a singer.
Yes. And John was actually the salesperson that came to me, and he was the one that
I sang with. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. He came, and I'm like, Lunchbox would never even do a spot on this anyway. That wouldn't even make sense.
Why are you so jealous? Don't be so jelly belly.
No. Literally, no jealousy whatsoever.
Yes,
I was
you
just
were mad.
Shocked.
You were mad when I said,
no,
I'm doing a spot.
You guys don't understand mad. When I'm mad, you know I'm mad. Like, shocked.
No, jealous.
When my mouth drops open, like, wow, she's doing a spot.
If they would have come to you for that commercial, would you have done it?
Sure.
Would you have liked to have done it since they pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally ran out of the room to tell Scuba, like, immediately. He was
Scuba,
oh my gosh.
Did Lunchbox say he was upset because Abby got a commercial and he didn't?
You hear the tone of his voice, he's a little butthurt. But I guess what I was saying, and I don't know if you touched on this yet, they went to Abby for a reason, because she's an aspiring singer.
Yes, that's
and the copy is about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
So it makes sense. They wouldn't go to you if they wanted someone who's going to shout at them on the radio.
Scuba, say a thing. If they wanted what?
Said they wanted someone to shout at them about the upcoming opening of a business. Then they would go to Abby. They go to Abby.
You guys have it all twisted. You're trying to twist. You're trying to write a narrative that's not there. I was shocked, just like Amy was shocked.
I wasn't shocked.
No, she knew you were going to say shocked.
And so, yes, I was like, wow, I walked in. I was like,
do we have commercial of it?
That is raw audio.
Okay, here's raw. Lunchbox pulled it, so I'm sure it's not going to be perfect. Just beware. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Abby from the Bobby Bones Show. What if you could see the next Garth or Lainey before they became huge stars? Well, now's your chance. At the Indie Country Showdown at Ray... Hey, it's Abby from the Bobby Bones Show. What if you could see the next Garth or Lainey before they became huge stars? Well, now's your chance. At the Indie Country Showdown at Ray Stevens Cabaret Showroom on Thursday, February 15th. Nashville's very best undiscovered country singers are lining up to compete for their big break. And you can be there from the beginning on Thursday, the 15th at Cabaret's. Great seats are only $25. Parking is free. What is better than that? If you've never been...
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
There's a little part where but you can fix that. The thing about commercials is I'm doing it live, all the other ones are recorded.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I was only on my second try, and that's when he walked in.
Of course he's not going to put a good one in, Abby. You know the ones that you nailed he's not going to put in.
Dang it. Yeah, that sounded bad.
It didn't sound bad. If that's your bad one... Awesome.
Yeah.
You want to hear Lunchbox's bad ones?
Oh, no.
I can hear it through the wall.
Abby, check in. You and your boyfriend still together?
We are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything good?
Mm-hmm. We went on a trip this last weekend. So
you did?
Where did y'all go?
To where?
Asheville.
Cool.
We were just together for an event.
Yeah, we drove. Just for fun. Yeah, just to get away.
That's fun.
It was really fun.
Wow.
Had a great time.
They hoteled it together, guys.
Yeah, they're adults.
Wow.
Are you shocked?
Or maybe
or
they
jealous?
Got separate
I'm not
rooms.
Jealous.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to leave you alone about it.
Okay.
But good deal. I like it.
Great.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
Anything else, Lunchbox?
No, I am just...
I heard she got paid a lot for this commercial, too.
It's amazing how I've pulled her up in her career. Like, what
now,
I've
now
done
you're,
for...
You're taking credit for it? You tried to get her kicked off the air many times.
But what I've done for her...
No, you've tried to get her kicked off the air. You've tried to suppress her.
So, considering that you have elevated her career, you shouldn't be so shocked that she got an endorsement.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize I'd elevated her that high, but
20%?
Yeah, might want to talk about a percentage deal, Abby.
I do not think so. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, you're familiar with body dysmorphia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's where you think... You look one way, but in reality, you don't. It's just a very negative feeling about it.
Well, money dysmorphia is now a thing.
I have that.
Oh, well, see, yeah, I see you as having it that way. Like, you think you have less than you have. Mm-hmm. But where money dysmorphia is showing up right now is specifically in young people that think they have way more than they actually have.
I think
that'd
be reverse body reverse money dysmorphia.
Yeah, and first of all, young people are obsessed with becoming rich, and they have a distorted view of their finances, which leads them to making poor decisions. And experts are saying social media is partly to blame. Because it's convinced, you know, for example, a 22-year-old that they should be vacationing in the Amalfi Coast or have a Louis Vuitton bag.
Hey, go to Branson.
Start there.
Yeah. Go have some go-karts, you know?
Right.
That's crazy. I didn't think about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I'm a day or a week away from being back in the trailer park or back. And that's a dysmorphia type
you
thing.
I don't think you do this so much anymore, but you overpaid a lot of your
bills.
No,
I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, because you've got
I would.
Dude, that would be a crazy day.
I would be ahead by like 2 years if I could on bills. What?
Just like if you lost all your money in one day, dude, we'd go hard.
Oh, you mean if we
like
lost
if that
it.
Actually
no,
happened.
I'm saying, no. I'm not saying like we go and gamble it. I'm saying if something happened, it doesn't matter.
I thought we'd go spend it, dude.
No.
And he's going with you?
No, there's no.
That'd be fun.
There's no party. Okay, what else?
Well, so Brazilian butt lifts are super popular, but a lot
what
of Americans.
They take fat out of something and put it, like, don't they take it out of somewhere else and put it in your butt? Or they take from your butt and put it somewhere else?
I think they take it from somewhere else and they stick it in your butt and lifts it up somehow.
Where?
In Brazil.
No, they do
it here in America.
Like, what part of the body would they pull it from?
Oh. Wherever, I guess. Wherever they can.
Okay.
Wherever you have some excess where they can pull from. But the thing is, a lot of Americans are going abroad for this and
Brazil.
They're dying.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
No, Dominican Republic has a high count of deaths. Like 93 Americans have died after cosmetic surgery in the DR.
Oh. Fat is removed from the hips, lower back, thighs, abdomen, and or other areas with liposuction. The extracted fat is purified and prepared for transfer. The cosmetic surgeon injects fat into specific points on the buttocks to increase volume and improve shape. I would just go in for the Brazilian butt lift, and then before they put it on my butt, be like, I'm good.
Just take it out?
Yeah.
So that's just called liposuction.
Yeah, I know, but I would want to do it like that.
Oh, you want to act like you're getting a BBL?
Well, I want to go in where they think I'm just going in for a Brazilian, but I stop them halfway through and I'm like, you guys take the rest of the day off. I'm good. And give them a little treat too.
Yeah. I think you're going to be passed out, but I don't know.
Or never know.
Under something. So the U.S. Embassy has contacted the CDC. They're getting involved because there's an increase in the deaths like in the last few years. So just make sure you do your research, even though it is cheaper overseas and they're offering.
There's a reason it's cheaper overseas.
Well, Eddie, turkey, hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they specialize in that.
And they'll come
I don't
out.
Even know that it's cheaper. They can just do things that you can't do here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's the case for the potty stuff, too. Okay, so sleepovers. I mean, at what age did you start spending the night at somebody's house?
I hated staying at people's houses.
Oh, you did?
Never. I mean, I would stay at my friend Evan's house occasionally, or our youth director's house. A bunch of us would to make sure we got to church on Sunday, but I never would. I hated it staying at people's houses.
Did you wet the bed?
No. I mean, I did, but not at people's houses.
Oh, that's a big thing that's very common.
For
like,
what?
There's no
what
shame in that. That's a very common thing for
I know, and
kids.
If I did, I would tell you. I wet the bed when I was younger until like 8, but I didn't do it at people's houses.
So what was your problem? Why didn't you want to stay over?
I don't know. I didn't feel safe.
Oh,
okay. Well, so a lot of parents aren't feeling safe with their kids spending the night somewhere. So instead of sleepovers, they're doing lateovers, where they let their kid go stay at someone's house till kind of late in the evening, and then they go pick them up and bring them home to sleep. Because either, yes, their child may have some anxiety around it, they don't want to, or the parent themselves just doesn't want them sleeping at somebody's house because of, you know, guns maybe in the house or abuse, or you don't know what's going on there.
I think we had to move around a whole bunch when I was younger, so when I was at home, wherever that was, I didn't want to leave it.
I wanted to be home.
That's probably what it was. So, I didn't wet the bed. I mean, I did, but not at people's houses.
If anybody
does. I know, but I didn't. It's the one thing I didn't do, okay? I did it, but I didn't do it at people's houses. Yes,
okay. So, again, lateovers. So, something you can try out if you want to. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Some of you guys may remember a couple years ago, there was this COVID pandemic.
We do remember pretty vividly, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And businesses had to, like, figure out a way to serve their customers. This guy in Colorado, Ryan Flitter, he owns Barlolo Grill. And he was like, man, I can't have customers in here because they can't sit next to each other. So So you built these structures where you could dine by yourself or with your group, and they had heating and air conditioning for summer and winter. Well, now the pandemic's kind of, you know, come and gone. He's like, what am I going to do with these structures? I spent $100,000 on these bad boys. Well, he found a homeless organization that they're going to put them up and let homeless people stay in them, and that helps them transition from the streets to temporary housing and then hopefully get back on their feet.
There's heat and air in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. Great job, man. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.